Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about graduating from high school. Well,
happy June.
June.
I can't believe it's June. Can you?
No, it's been crazy.
Yeah, this year has been crazy, I think, because the first few months were like, I don't know, it felt like things were happening. We were like making plans, all this stuff. And then the girls came at the beginning of March is when we got our older one. And so then, and now, yeah, I don't know. Then it was just like stepping into parenting again. And so I feel like certain things got put on hold, but then we also got like busier in a lot of ways. So the last couple months have just flown by, I feel like. Do you feel that way?
It has, yeah, for sure. It's crazy that we are like almost in the middle of the year.
I know.
And it's, I don't know, it feels like we just kind of started this year.
Yeah.
And I think just a lot of things, I think that make this year go seem like that it's going by fast is just a lot of events going on at our house. And then also just like bigger picture, there's just a lot of things going on in the U.S. And so I think that's what makes it like just seem like super fast, and that we're almost, I don't know, like summer's almost here, and it feels like summer. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. We have been enjoying our time with the girls and learning a lot. And these are our just, I don't know, it's gonna be an interesting like month. I think that we are looking into transitioning in many ways, and so it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
good summer.
Yeah, I think.
I think summer's gonna be a good season of like just transition time. You know,
Good transitions though, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, transitions are always hard, but I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
So
totally. And then your birthday is coming up too.
Which, speaking of, last week I said on the podcast that, like, we were recording that episode before the previous episode where we talked about, are we getting a puppy? It was before that one came out. But I was saying that on faith, I was thanking the people who had given us 5-star reviews. And it turned out that that was true.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting 5 more reviews.
We did.
Yeah. So at this point, we have 5 more. So we're at 9 reviews right now. So we're almost halfway to 20.
Yeah.
And so we, as you're listening to this, we have about 4.5-ish or 5 weeks.
About
5 weeks, which I feel like I said that last time, but now I think it really is 5 weeks till my birthday. And so if you're listening to this and you haven't given us 5 stars, please do. And I will admit that I have been looking at puppies that are available for adoption.
Yeah, so so if we get 20 reviews that are all 5-star reviews.
Oh, and they don't have to be reviews, just 20 5-star ratings.
Yeah.
So like if you scroll down on the podcast app, and sometimes it's hard to find, I don't know why, but usually like you scroll down. Apple Podcasts is a little weird, but you just scroll down when you're on like our podcast page, and you'll see where it shows like our star rating.
Yeah.
And then there's just a spot where you can just click on 5 stars and that's it. And it'll say like feedback submitted.
Yeah.
And you don't have to leave a review if you don't want to, but
a written review.
But we did actually get another written review.
Yeah.
From Diana, which was very sweet.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, 20 ratings of 5 stars. So that's how we get the puppy for Savannah's birthday.
Yeah. So if you missed that episode, it was like a bet/deal that we made. So
yeah.
Anyway.
So in other news, we had a little incident with the Brita filter that we got. So we had it for about like 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I think like you picked it up or somehow it like just fell on the floor.
Yeah.
And it cracked.
I was trying to take it out of the fridge with one hand. which I've done before, but there was still like quite a bit of water in it, I think, was the problem. Yeah, so it was a little heavy. Yeah, so it was a little heavy, and I dropped it, and I thought it was fine. I thought I just spilled the water.
Yeah.
And then I picked it up, and it was like completely cracked. Like the actual part that goes like inside of it was totally cracked. So
we had no filtered water. And that's like the only like main source of water that we use, mm-hmm. and it was working fine, and so we were like, well, we can't use this anymore. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to the grocery store and get some water. At first, like, I picked up the 24-pack water bottles.
Oh yeah,
and I didn't want to really get those, but I had no other option. And until I saw that this store has a Glacier water machine,
mm-hmm.
and it was like super cheap too. It was like 50 cents to fill up their empty gallons of water. And so I fill them up. I get about like 5. And take those home with me, and we open it up and drink some of that water, and it was pretty like crazy that how clear the water tasted. It really tasted like very just fresh,
mm-hmm.
and different than the Brita water that we have been drinking for years. Like almost a year ago, we discovered through a family they had this Berkey water filter, mm-hmm. and they said that was it's amazing, and you guys should invest in buying this type of filter. And then you heard about this filter through other people too, and so we were kind of already had the mindset of buying this Berkey filter, and mm-hmm. because the Brita filter was broken, we had that like we had no other choice, you know? And so that was the time now to get the Berkey. So, and so then the whole drinking the clear water from the Glacier water machine, it gave me more like reason to really like look forward to this Berkey and wanting this Berkey at our house.
Yeah, because I think the Brita water was just not tasting that good.
No. And so I tasted there was a big difference with a Brita water and then the Glacier water from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Glacier water was a lot better tasting. Yeah. And so I was really excited to try the Berkey water. And if you guys are not familiar with this, look it up. And it's pretty cool. Berkey, Berkey water filter. And we got a like a medium size filter. And
it looks very big though.
It looks pretty big. And so it has like 2 filters, and it's this like big the filter, it's made out of stainless steel,
mm-hmm.
the outer part, and then you fill it up with water, and then there you go. And so so the first like time that we drank the water, it was very crazy because I don't think I've ever tasted water like this before. It tasted like, the only way to describe it is like it tasted like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There was no taste. There was no flavor. There was just like nothing. And it was very kind of scary because I was thinking like, well, all this time I was drinking the Brita filter water and then other waters in the past. But then this water, like I wasn't used to drinking like this, like flavorless water liquid.
Yeah.
You know? And so it took me about like a week or so to finally like get used to drinking the Berkey water.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's very clear. It's very clean. And it's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think I wouldn't have described it the same way as you, as saying like it didn't taste like anything. I actually kind of thought it did have a taste, mm-hmm. but it took me a while to get used to it. And it might have just been that I was so used to like the flavor of the Brita water that we had been drinking, which I knew it didn't really taste that great, but obviously I just got used to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like from the beginning, it wasn't bad. Like it might've been that something was wrong with our filter.
Uh-huh.
Obviously we were replacing the filters, but yeah, when I first drank it, the Berkey water, it wasn't like an amazing experience. I was like, huh, it's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
But I have, you know, gotten used to it, and it, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
I do like it. And I like the way that the filter looks. Mm-hmm. And also I know just based on doing research into it and stuff, like it's one of the best out there for like really purified water, and you can actually put like contaminated water into the filter, like from a river or whatever.
Yeah.
And it'll actually make it drinkable because it's a very, like, it's a really good filter.
Yeah. So I think like a lot of people, organizations that feed people and give them like water during like a crisis or emergency situation, they have these Brekke water filters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just easy. You just have to fill up water, you know. Keep filling it up, and I believe the filters last for, you know, for a while, and tastes amazing. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
and I don't think we're gonna go back to the other ones, but yeah, it was pretty cool. So that's like a big news that like we had another choice to, you know, but to get a different
is it big water news? Filter.
Well, for the house,
for
I think.
For us, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the exciting exciting things that happen around here.
But yeah, you know, if you guys own one, let us know. Yeah.
And if you're in the market for one, this is not sponsored.
It's not, yeah.
This is just...
Some yakety yak. So, speaking of that, let's jump in straight into the Critter Talk. So, about maybe 3 weeks ago, we went to the Newport Aquarium, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was different.
Okay, I'll just say it was not as good as Monterey Bay.
No. I love Monterey Bay's aquarium, and it's very... amazing and bigger than this one, but the Newport one, it's about like an hour away from us, and we wanted to do this, you know, as a fun thing for the girls, and so we went with them, and it was a little different, small for sure,
yeah,
but a little different, and I like it because all the restrictions and stuff, not be able to play and touch certain things and stuff, like there was a lot of things that were closed,
right?
But it was cool to look at all these different little like fish and you know, mammals and stuff,
yeah,
the birds, and then you had sea lions, you had the otters, and it was pretty cool. It was kind of like the structure of it was pretty cool. It was like rocks, you know, and you had the path and everything. It wasn't, I don't think, wheelchair or like stroller friendly.
I know there were certain paths that you could go on, but it wasn't great for like a stroller or a wheelchair.
And we had the stroller with us, so it was a little you know, it made it a little hard, but it was fine. But yeah, so we saw the otters were pretty cool. They're there, and then the sea lions, and then we kind of saw an octopus there.
Kinda. Couldn't really see him, but
yeah,
he was there.
Yeah, and then we saw some like turkey vultures. They were pretty big. So the biggest cool last like exhibit they have there is the shark tank.
Yeah.
And they have this like tunnel. Like this pathway that it's just this tunnel, and you get to see, you know, above you, like the sharks swim past you.
It's
and
so cool.
Also underneath you, you have this clear glass. You can see under you, like the fish swimming under you. And so it was pretty cool. It's a pretty small little tunnel, but
there was like two of them.
There was two of them, and the last one was the biggest tunnel, and there was like a shipwreck.
They placed that there,
and that was pretty cool looking. And so it was pretty nice. That was kind of the last thing we saw, and but yeah, it was pretty nice.
That was the one thing that I was like, oh, this is really cool. It was hard to like not compare it to the Monterey one because we've been there many times, and that one is really amazing.
Yeah,
but that was one thing at the one in Newport that I was like, whoa, that was really cool, the tunnel.
Yeah,
but yeah, my favorite exhibit was probably the otters. They were super cute, and they were like up very close.
They were very close,
just floating on their backs, and it was really cool.
Yeah, I think that was the closest I've been to an otter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Also, this is changing subjects a little bit, but it still goes along with Critter Talks and with sea creatures.
Uh-huh.
So our 8-year-old is in third grade.
Yeah.
And we got a note sent home from the school like last weekend or something that was saying there was an activity that was going to be going on that like we could opt her out of if we didn't want her to participate in it.
Yeah.
And it happened yesterday as we're recording this. And I actually did hesitate for a moment. I was like, do I want her to do this? But I think yeah, a little bit, but I think it was fine.
Yeah.
So in third grade, they dissected a squid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've never dissected anything, and I would not have wanted to. But yeah, I thought that was very funny. And so she was telling us, she was like, yeah, it smelled really bad. And she was like, but it was cool. And it was a female, so we could see its eggs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
That's
and then
crazy.
Did she say that they used the ink?
Yeah, she said the ink sac was pretty small. So it was kind of hard to write my name. But yeah, she ended up writing her name with the ink.
Yeah, because that's what it said on the note, that they were, that the kids would get to write their name using the ink sac from the squid. So
yeah,
a little creepy, but
yeah, she said the squid was like maybe about like a foot long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty small.
Yeah.
The way that she described it.
Okay.
And, yeah, so
that's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that they did dissection in elementary school.
The only time I got to dissect an animal was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like first grade, first year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy. So we have a question, right?
Oh, yes. So the question is, what TV show are we currently watching?
Yes.
Show or shows?
Yeah. So we are watching right now Married at First Sight.
Yes.
And it's pretty pretty cool, like pretty intriguing.
Pretty cool. I feel like it's definitely kind of in the category of like trashy reality TV, but it isn't that trashy.
I wouldn't consider it trashy because I'm watching it, but no, it's this reality show, and there's three experts, and they set up like five couples, and they match them up together, and so they get to meet for the very first time on their wedding day,
mm-hmm.
and then
it's basically arranged marriage.
Yeah, and they have about like 30 days to decide whether they want to keep being married to the mm-hmm. person or get a divorce at the very end.
Yeah.
And so this is my second season watching this show, and this part, I think
this
is
my third season. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was really invested in the first time, like season about like a year ago that we watched this.
Yeah.
And so now they have this, the latest season out now, and it's pretty cool. So it's pretty interesting, and
yeah, it's good. There's always drama, of course. I mean, that's kind of how it is with reality TV.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is very interesting. And I think it does seem like the experts are, you know, really trying to find couples that are going to succeed. But then you also kind of wonder, like, are they a little bit, though, looking for the drama?
Right, yeah.
You know, and how much of that is kind of planned from the beginning?
Yeah.
But it is cool to see, like, the couples that are doing well, and like how, I don't know. I do think it's cool. I think that there's some stuff to take from it, I feel like, about just marriage and love, and like how those things can be developed. And, you know, they talk about like physical attraction and how that's important, but it can also grow.
Yeah.
And things like that. And this is the first season this is like the 13th season or the 12th season.
Yeah.
But we've only seen like two or three.
Uh-huh.
But this is the first time that I've ever seen any interracial couples.
At all, yeah.
At all. Because the other seasons we had seen, it was always, like, depending on some of the seasons, I think, had four couples and some had five.
Okay.
So it was always like two couples that were white and two couples that were black, or like two and three or whatever. But it was always a white man and a white woman, a black man and a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So in this season, there's a couple where the woman is white and the man's black.
Uh-huh.
And there's another couple where the woman is black and the man is Dominican.
Yeah. And so that's pretty interesting. And they do talk about like a little bit of that. Like, actually, they do talk about the racial like differences. And so it was pretty cool to finally get to see that and have them discuss certain things and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think there's a lot of stuff to take from this, like all things, discussions or like topics of like, you know, when should we have kids, or should we do I want any kids, do I want to do this or that. And they all the couples, you just hear that like, okay, yeah, I don't want this or that. We could see like, okay, this fight could have easily been solved by that if they had a better communication.
Yeah.
You know, just they had a better way to communicate certain like thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. I know we often are like pausing it and being like, who do you think is right? Or like, what do you think about what he just said or whatever?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's obviously like a lot of it is ridiculous, but it's pretty good. And I think that as far as I can tell, like it does produce some like real actual marriages that are thriving.
Yeah.
You know,
looking at it as a, like a creator, I guess, content creator, you could tell how these producers like cut stuff and just try to put certain things, you know, like after a guy or a girl says something kind of like a serious topic, whatever, you then it cuts to the other person like having a serious look or a different look, you know, that just kind of adds into this like, oh, there's drama, there's tense, but in reality maybe there's not at all.
Right. Oh, it's definitely produced like a reality show where it's just like supposed to be super dramatic. Yeah,
and you kind of like sometimes see some little errors and stuff like as far as like how it was cut and stuff, and then the different angle, like, oh yeah, you could see like this was a different at a different time, you know, but then it was put into this time now. And so, yeah, but overall it's fine. It's just, you know, entertainment, you know, so it's pretty fun.
Totally. But
yeah. So that's pretty much it. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. So this episode, we're talking about high school graduation 10 years ago. And
well, 11 for me.
11 for you and then 10 for me. And it's pretty bizarre to think about, like, it was 10 years ago that I graduated from high school.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's that time of year, graduation season.
Yes.
And obviously, we know that last year and this year for the graduating classes, it was very different experience.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're just talking about our experience, what it was like, just everything kind of surrounding that. And then, obviously, like, there's going to be some differences between our experiences because I was homeschooled. And you were not. So,
I kind of want to break this discussion, this topic, in two parts. So the first part is like the build up to the graduation. So kind of that last month. And then the last part is like the actual graduation day.
Yeah.
And I know that it's there's two, you know, you just said there's a big difference with like your graduation and then mine.
Yeah.
And that's because I was public schooled and you were homeschooled. So, yeah. So the month leading up to that graduation, so we wrote down that there was pressure for sure. First off, like grades, right? Like, okay, talk about senioritis. I think that's a big thing. And it's very true and it's very real. And you tend to slack a lot. You tend to just ride this wave without any like interest because you see the finish line real close. And so there's that pressure of like trying to finish strong. And but then yet there's all this like fun stuff like right in front of you, and there's a lot of like, fun trips, a lot of fun things, incentives and everything. So but yeah, so there was a pressure for me as far as like graduating and actually like finishing my senior year. So I think overall I was a pretty good student. I think like my first year, second year, I was very like on top of my grades, and my first year, I really wanted to get straight A's, and I think I did a couple semesters, and if not, I would end up with like all A's and maybe one or two B's.
Yeah.
And then as the years kind of went by, I started kind of you know, not doing a good job, and that's just because I think for many reasons, but one I think is just like, I wasn't really good with like tests and quizzes. So that really like affected my grade. And so, and also as far as like science, like classes, those were my weakest subjects. And so I really struggled a lot. And then math became really hard and I could not really understand. There were just so many formulas, you know, thrown at me and I had to memorize them all before the quiz and the test. And so my last year I had to do a lot of like summer break, like classes.
Oh, really?
With my AP calculus teacher. Also every Saturday he would have Saturday morning like tutoring at McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, so from like a certain time, like about 2 or 3 hours, like he would every Saturday say, hey, I'm gonna be here if you need help with like studying for a quiz or with homework or whatever you need, I'll be here. And so I would show maybe one or two times.
That's
and
so funny.
Yeah. And
wait, so get, I have a get question. A free meal. No way. He would buy you a meal?
Yeah. So at a certain time, I'd be like, okay, get whatever you want.
Oh, and my then, gosh. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So my question is, you said that you also were doing like summer, some summer school or like summer classes?
No, like winter break.
Winter break. You said summer.
Did I say winter? I might have. I'm not sure if I did, like maybe one summer.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Not, I was just going to clarify, not the summer after you graduated.
No,
right?
No. Oh, okay. No, but there was that pressure because towards the end, I was really struggling with my math class. That's what I was trying to get at, is that my AP calculus class, I was failing. And I got a D, I think I got a C in my first semester. And then my second semester, so the last chunk of school, I had a D.
Okay.
And I was bummed out because I was thinking, well, I'm going to have to make it up during summer after I graduated, quote unquote.
That would suck. Yeah.
So actually, technically, I would have graduated in summer.
Right.
So I was very stressed and talk about going to sleep pretty late, putting all nighters and waking up early and trying to study and trying to do all this stuff. And sometimes at the same time, socializing and being a kid and being a high schooler, having fun and everything. So yeah, my AP calculus class was very hard. And I remember going up to my counselor once or twice, towards the end. And I asked her, hey, hypothetically, what would happen if I had a D in an AP class?
Yeah.
And then she said, it'll be okay. Because this is a kind of like a bonus class, because it's an AP class. It's not part of your, what do you call it, GE requirement classes. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Or it's called A through G or something like that. I know in colleges, GE requirements. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's AG. So anyway, it says because it's not part of these requirement classes that you need to pass in order to move on to college, it's fine.
Oh.
It's okay if you fail.
Well, that's
so
nice.
I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, it's so chill and felt at ease and at peace and stuff. And so there was that. And the other class, I think I was fine. And then during the same time of worrying about grades and stuff, prom was around there too. Mm-hmm. I think it was a couple of weeks before graduation, and so there was that. And I think I talked about a little bit of my prom experience and stuff, and it was very fun. That's when I got my first girlfriend after prom, and then I ended up getting a permit to drive, to and from the house to the prom. It was in Seaside, which is kind of close to Monterey Bay. It was at this hotel, and it was pretty fun. And but yeah, so then there was that, and then experiencing my first heartbreak after that. Aww.
Was that before graduation?
It was before graduation.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had dated for a month, and then she broke it off.
A month, yeah.
So, and then graduation was maybe a week or two after that or so.
Aww.
And I remember that it was before graduation, because I was already kind of analyzing, thinking about, okay, well, we are both planning on going to different schools after high school. And so I was thinking okay, how could we make this long distance relationship work out and stuff? And so there was prom, and so now there's also the pressure of the colleges. Because I was part of the AVID program since middle school. So AVID is, I think it stands for Advanced VIA and something determination, or I don't know.
What?
It's a program where it helps students succeed and focus on graduating from high school and going to college.
Okay.
And so they provide those tools of how to, write a resume, how to apply for colleges. That was a big thing.
That's cool.
For high school.
Yeah.
So they would take you into the library and they would help you apply. And so that was a big thing for my senior year. And so we applied maybe at the beginning of the year in January or February or something. I kind of forgot when you start that application process. So towards the end of high school, that's when you find out whether you got accepted or denied.
Yeah.
And so I applied to, I think, four state schools and then four UC schools.
Okay.
All of the UC schools I applied, I got denied, all of them except for one. And then for the state ones, I think I got, three or two out of four.
Okay.
And San Jose State was one of them.
And did you only apply to schools in California?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't think I was thinking about moving away from.
Yeah.
At that time, I didn't really get the travel bug. Mm-hmm. And so I think at the time, that month before graduation, I think I had already the options, San Jose or another school like far away from Salinas. So I was debating which one. And then because my cousin, who was a year older than I was, he was in San Jose State studying sociology, I was like, well, I want to do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And because, you know, I was thinking about like becoming a police officer, and like sociology had to do something to do with that. So.
Oh, at that point, you were still thinking about being a police officer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I know you've mentioned that that was something you thought about, but I didn't know that all the way up till like going to college that
I was.
You were still thinking that.
Yeah. And along with that, actually, too, that I was still struggling, though, because I was hearing all these people saying like, oh, I got accepted to these like pretty, prestigious like schools or these faraway schools. And San Jose was only about like an hour away from Salinas. So yeah. I was thinking, man, like the farther away from Salinas, the more successful that story would be, you know. So I was thinking about all these things, but I was like, well, and also about the career too that I chose and stuff. I was like still debating, well, what do I do with my life? Mm-hmm. So that was my plan. At this time, you know, weeks go by and stuff, and we're already approaching like graduation, like it's maybe, you know, a couple weeks away. And then with my friends and stuff, like we're pretty much, you know, it was the time to wrap up some friendships and stuff, and like,
yeah,
you know, and saying hi and making sure that, like, you know, just we had the last moments together and just being friends and
yeah,
and then see what happens. And I had some people that they were going to go to San Jose State as well. So I was okay, cool, I'll probably see you there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was just kind of like one of those things, like, right, where everybody's going to move on, you know, mm-hmm. and see what happens. And so my expectations lead up to graduation is that, like, well, there's this new big transition, this big thing that I'm about to do, especially because I am the first person in my family to graduate from high school, you know. So I'm a trailblazer,
yeah.
in a way, and I'm going to be doing all this stuff. And so I was excited, and I was like enthusiastic about leaving, because Salinas is pretty small, and there's just, you know, I just felt like, well, I gotta get out of here. Mm-hmm. So I was very excited and but also very nervous about the future.
Yeah.
And scared as well. It's like, well, there's no more like this community I built up here with right. like sports and, you know, clubs and all that stuff, and like people that knew me. Mm-hmm. So it was very scary, but it was cool. And then along with that too, finals, talk about pressure. Like, I think that finals were kind of your just exit ticket, you know, to be done with all these classes. Mm-hmm. So it was very hard studying for these exams and trying to pass. And I think a big chunk of your grade was all like based on like how well you do with your finals.
I know, yeah.
I think I ended up doing pretty good. I think overall I got a 3.4, 3.5, maybe it was like 3.45 GPA. Mm-hmm. And then actually, we were talking about this like yesterday on my grading sheet. It tells me all the grades that I got from my ninth grade and all the way to my 12th grade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of high school. And at the bottom says the GPA you got, and then also your rank, like from all the students, you know.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And so I think there was about like 380 students. And so it says out of those, your number, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm not sure if I ever made it to, I might have made it to like 100 at one point for sure. My first year or second year, I got to like top 100 or top, you know, I think 50 was also another thing that you would get rewards for doing that, but I don't think I ever did. Uh-huh. But anyway, so there's that. And the yearbook too, that was pretty something that it was nerve-wracking, because every year at the end of the year, you had to, you know, like get a yearbook, and then you tell people to sign it, your friends and acquaintances to sign it. And I think, I don't think I'm the only one that thinks this, but like the more signatures you had on your yearbook, that meant like that you had a successful like friendships all around, like, you know, you're around that year, and you get to be proud of like, oh, like the yearbook, there's not enough space to get all these signatures, all these like quotes or all these like things your buddies say, you know, about you. So I think that was a lot of pressure. Like, I wanted to get as many people to sign my yearbook so that I could say like, hey, like I know a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know? So there was that pressure. And actually, so my parents surprised me with the yearbook. And so I bought the yearbook, and some people got the yearbook before I did. And they were like, hey, did you check out the yearbook? I was like, no. It's like, you should. And I was like, okay. So a couple people said that, like, you should look at the yearbook.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, why me?
Yeah.
And also another pressure of that, like, of the yearbook was, like, you get to see the yearbook and everybody has the same copy as you do. And then so there was that pressure of, like, how many times am I in yeah, that yearbook? You know, right. Is it just like the class picture uh-huh. or, you know, the individual picture? So that to me also determined, like, did I have a successful, like, socially successful year?
Yeah.
And it's all based on, like, how many pictures, you know, how many pages do I have of me? Uh-huh. And had a lot, had like a handful, you know, with the sports I was involved in, clubs and, yeah. and social things and all that stuff. And so there was, I think, one of those things that it was either in this yearbook or previous yearbook, but I was voted the most likely to succeed. Mm-hmm. But then towards the end of the yearbook, I didn't know this, but the parents of the students, they could have paid like a little extra for them to put something about that, about their child. About the student. Oh,
okay.
It could be a picture with a quote or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this. So then I turned the page to the last like couple pages of the yearbook, and I see, what was it? I think it was a big like picture of me, or with multiple pictures of me too.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And it was a baby picture of me.
Oh my gosh.
And it was pretty big. And I think there was a quote from my parents saying, like, we love you. We're proud of you.
Aww.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. How many kids had that?
There was maybe like, I don't know, maybe like five.
Oh, so not yeah, that many.
No, not that many.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
I need to look at the big yearbook again because I yeah. forgot what it said. But there was a picture of a baby me. And
a baby me.
And so that was pretty cool. I had no idea that my parents did that.
Yeah.
But they did it. And so that was pretty cool. So yeah, so that's pretty much it, and that's all that that led up to that graduation day.
Yeah, so I feel like for me it was a lot less.
Yeah,
because it just wasn't as like school life was just not that different from like my regular life, mm-hmm. like the rest of my life.
Yeah,
like the first thing you talked about was pressure, mm-hmm. like in grades and stuff, and that was not. Like that was non-existent. I didn't feel the pressure of like, oh, I have to, you know, graduate from these classes or whatever. It was just kind of like, okay, well, once I finish these classes, yeah. then that's it. And like, I'm done. And I wasn't worried that like, I wasn't going to pass some, you know, one of my classes or something. Cause yeah. that's just kind of not exactly how it worked. It was kind of like, if I failed the test or whatever, I could just do it again. Or wow. it was a little yeah. more relaxed, you yeah. know? Oh, so I thought it was kind of funny, your story about AP calculus, because my story with math my senior year is pretty much the opposite, but slightly similar. So I really struggled with math, like my yeah. whole time in high school. Mm-hmm. I really, really struggled with it. And so I might have talked about this on another episode, I can't remember, but I basically spent all 4 years of high school trying to do Algebra 1.
Uh-huh.
Which you're supposed to do in like ninth grade. So I think the problem was that with all other subjects, I was pretty self-sufficient, and like I could learn the material sort of on my own just mm-hmm. by like mm-hmm. following the curriculum that was given to me.
Yeah.
But with math, it was not like that.
Yeah.
And I really needed a person mm-hmm. kind of guiding me along to help me learn it.
Yeah.
And so I tried just like different curriculums. So the first couple years of high school, I was trying like this curriculum and then a different one, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't get it. And then my senior year, I finally found a system like that worked for me. And yeah. so it was called, the curriculum is called Abeka, and people who have been homeschooled are probably familiar with it. It's a really popular like curriculum, but yeah. they have an option for classes that were like live recorded, mm-hmm. like an actual classroom. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not live recorded. Like it was pre-recorded and then it was, I think I got it in the mail and it was on DVD. Mm. Anyway, so yeah, so I was watching the DVDs of like the actual classroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I finally understand what's going on here. And it was so helpful, right? So I was like, oh my gosh, I finally am going to be able to get through Algebra 1. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the year, whenever it was, like you were saying, you know, January, February, when you're kind of getting ready for going to college.
Yeah.
My plan was to go to the community college in my town. Mm-hmm. So it was around that time that I had to start the process of like applying. I mean, it was kind of given that I was going to get in because it's a community college, but you still have to obviously like apply and go through like orientation and stuff.
Yeah.
And so along with that is you can take some placement tests to mm-hmm. see which classes you should start in.
Yeah.
And so I took the placement test for math and English. And in English, I basically tested like exactly where I should be. Like I tested into the like first college level of English. Gotcha. So I was like, okay, that's perfect. And then in math, I tested into, I think it was called like math. I feel like math 100 might've been like the first college class. And so it was below that. It was like math 70 or 80 or something like that. And so basically it was high school level math. Mm-hmm, it was algebra one.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to, so basically that's the level that I was at.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is what I tested into. So I'm not going to try to take a higher level because I don't want to be failing math my first year in college.
Right.
And so I was like, well, I'm just going to go into this lower level math. And it's not, I think that it, because it was a lower level, it wouldn't even really count toward like my diploma.
Yeah.
It wasn't like part of the GED. So I was like, I'm going to take Algebra 1 essentially in college. So what's the point of me finishing this Algebra 1 during my senior year? So I just like forgot about it.
Wow.
And I didn't finish it. And so I think it's kind of funny because obviously you were like doing the opposite. You're doing AP Calculus, which is way harder. But it was kind of similar in that at the end, we were both kind of like, oh, it doesn't really matter.
Right. That's so funny.
Yeah. So I pretty much just gave up on math. And then once I was in college, I did fine. Like I passed that class, the like lower math class, very easily.
Yeah.
Once there was a teacher there telling me what to do, I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. And then when I got into the higher one, like the actual like college level math, I passed, but I wasn't, I don't think I got an A. Like, or I might have, but I didn't do as well as I wanted to. I just, yeah, it was okay. Mm. Later when I was studying education, like after I transferred out of the community college, I was studying education and I did have to take one class that was like math for educators. Mm. And so it was very broad, like a bunch of different kinds of math, but it wasn't like a deep dive into any of them. Uh-huh. And so again, I passed, but barely. So I just kind of like struggled through with math after that. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about in this episode. But yeah, so that was the only thing as far as classes. Other than that, like, I don't really remember. I think I was just trying to, like, finish up everything that I was supposed to do, you know, for my senior year. But there just wasn't the pressure of, like, what, you know, what's my grade going to be?
Right, yeah.
And then also, like, you know, you were talking about friendships and stuff. Like, that wasn't really a thing either because, not because I didn't have friends, but because my friendships were pretty much going to stay the same because they weren't like centered around school.
Yeah.
My friends were also homeschooled for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so our friendships were pretty much going to stay the same. Mm-hmm. None of them were like going away to college right away. I guess the only kind of similar thing to that was that my like youth group, you know, Awana that I've talked about before that I was still involved in high school, I was also kind of like graduating from that.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't have that to like be part of anymore. Mm-hmm. But even that didn't really change that much because I think then we had like, there was like a college Bible study group that formed. And so it was pretty much the same people who had just graduated from Awana. Uh-huh. So yeah. So now that I'm thinking about it, that didn't even really change that much either. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the friendships thing was not really a thing. Finals weren't really a thing. Yearbook was not a thing. But it definitely, it would have been really weird to get a yearbook because it basically would have been filled with pictures of people who I didn't know.
That's true.
So yeah, that would have been strange. And then, yeah, so the buildup to graduation was just, there wasn't a lot of a buildup. Like, I was excited about it, and I was excited about the actual graduation day, which, again, I'll talk about in a second, but there wasn't this feeling of, like, all of this, like, anticipation, of, like, a big, yeah, you know, a whole, like, the end of an era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't, like, I was excited about it because that was the end of, you know, homeschooling,
mm-hmm,
and things were about to change a lot as far as, like, because I was going to be going to community college, and that was my first time ever being in, like, a classroom.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal for sure. And I just didn't know what to expect, like, at all.
Right.
So, but that's pretty much it as far as, like, just the kind of build up to graduation.
Yeah.
So now to talk about the actual graduation day.
Uh-huh.
I was pretty excited about it because it was, like, something formal. You
yeah
know, like, there weren't a lot of, to be honest, like, events that yeah I had to look forward to during the school year.
Mm.
So I was very excited about the graduation. And so here's the deal. It was through an organization called Scope.
Okay.
Not the mouthwash. But Scope stands for Sacramento,
California.
Well, that's all I've got.
Wow.
Wait.
Sacramento, California?
That's so weird because I thought that the phrase Christian educators was in there. Oh, yeah. That's the last part. Christian educators. Sacramento.
Wait, how do you?
Oh, wait. No. That can't be right. Never mind.
I was going to say, how do you spell Scope?
See, that's what I'm saying. I thought that Christian educators was part of it. So that doesn't make any sense.
What about Christian organizers?
Sacramento collaboration of parent educators.
Oh.
Not Christian educators. That's what it was. So
yeah.
Sacramento, I'm thinking it's like cooperation or collab, I don't know, something uh-huh of parent educators.
Okay.
So that's the organization, Scope. Uh-huh. And so they put on these graduations for homeschoolers.
Okay.
And it's at a church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like your typical graduation, but the mm-hmm graduating class is obviously very small.
Yeah.
So I think that in my year, there were maybe like 20 of us or okay something. So you order your cap and gown, you know, like normal, it was blue.
Uh-huh.
And then we basically, what did we do? We went to a rehearsal, I remember, and we practiced like walking into the like church sanctuary and then up onto the stage.
Yeah.
And then we were all like sitting up there during the ceremony.
Yeah.
And I was, I believe, second in line.
Uh-huh.
Cause it was alphabetical.
Okay.
And my maiden name is Apodaca.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was first. I feel like there was one person in front of me.
Mm.
And then, but my best friend, her last name started with a B. So we actually got to sit right next to each other, which was cool. Anyway. So in preparation for this, you would put together a slideshow of like pictures of yourself from like the time you were a baby
uh-huh
all the way up through high school. And I was very excited about this. So I like had so much fun going through and picking which pictures I wanted to be in the slideshow.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And the biggest thing though was what song I was going to use because I got to choose.
Oh, you get to walk to your own song?
Well, not walk, but yes, the slide, like when they called my name,
right,
the slide, yeah, the slideshow would play.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was my song that I wanted
yeah
and my pictures and everything. And I wish that I could remember what song it was.
Mm.
I want to say that I chose a like Stellar Cart song or something like that. I think that I was kind of like, oh, is this going to be too like,
oh my gosh,
not like edgy, but like,
too much for yeah, ready to gonna, hang out.
Yeah. Hang. Like, are people expecting it to be more like sweet and like, I don't know. So
everybody check out Stella Cart with a K, Stella Cart, and then figure it out if it was too much for edgy, quote unquote.
Not edgy, but I just was like, oh, are people going
to
think like,
for,
yeah,
for Christian people to handle.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Anyway, but I think I went with something like that, like Stellar Cart or something along those lines. And some like Christian, like pop punk type of song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got to pick out all these like pictures from when I was little and growing up and everything. And so that was really fun. Yeah. So what they would do is once we were all sitting up there, then they would like call your name and then your parents would come up and the parents each had like 3 minutes or something to talk.
Wow.
Yeah. So like my mom and dad were there and they just basically, you know, they said like they were proud of me and all this stuff, like said some stuff about me. And I remember, I think it was when I was graduating, or it could have been my brother, but there was this one mom who really wanted her child to cry.
Oh, wow.
Like of happiness or like being touched or whatever. And so, and she was going, this might have been during the rehearsal, but I think it was during the real thing. She was going, cry, cry.
Wow.
Yeah. We always joked about that for years because my mom thought it was so funny. She's like, cry, cry. But anyway, and yeah, so we did that. And then instead of like valedictorian giving a speech or whatever, because there was no valedictorian, you could basically like submit a speech. And then if the people who were in charge of the graduation, if they approved it, then you could give a speech.
That's
and
cool.
I didn't
submit one.
I didn't submit one. Mm. I kind of wish I would have, but
yeah, you should have.
I didn't. My best friend did because her mom required it. So her and like her siblings, when they graduated, they were required to submit a speech.
Or else what?
Or else they couldn't graduate. That was like part of their requirements. Yeah.
Dang. We should have them on the podcast and see what their thoughts about that.
Yeah. So they had to. And then it was just like, it was kind of funny. It's like, I guess they could have submitted a really bad speech and then hoped that it didn't get approved.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my friend did do a speech and, you know, he just went down the line all like, I might even be over estimating, it could have been less than 20. I can't remember. And then after the ceremony, you know, we like did the tassel and everything.
Yes.
Moved it over. And then we took some pictures. We went out and then there was like this other room in the church where each graduate had like a table.
Mm.
And so my grandma had like brought a cake and there was like punch.
Yeah.
And then people brought presents. Mm. So we invited like, you know, family and friends and stuff. And,
wow.
And so then it was just like a whole like reception afterward.
Yeah.
And that was really fun.
That sounds very cool.
One kind of funny story from that time, which I don't know why. This might not be funny at all to anybody else. But so prior to graduating, we had this big trip that we went on with our Awana group.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've talked about this before, like you can do national competitions where you go to another state and you compete against other Awana churches from all over the country.
Yeah.
So we were doing that for our senior year. And then you also get to, if you've earned the citation award, which is like 10 years of doing Awana, then you can earn that award, like have it handed to you from like the founder of Awana in, at this event, which was pretty cool. So if you're like a graduating senior, it's kind of like that extra motivation to go and compete on the national level.
Yeah.
So our church went that year, and in order to have a team, especially for like the athletic competition, you have to have enough people from your church that are going, you know what I'm saying? So like if you just have like a few people that want to go, that's not enough to make a team.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we had this kid, this you know, high schooler from another church who we knew, like some of us kind of knew him, but he didn't go to our church.
Okay.
But he wanted to be like join our team to go to the national competition because he was the only person from his church who wanted to go.
Okay.
So his name's Andrew.
Okay.
I'll just say his first name.
Okay.
So his name's Andrew. You don't know him. So he came with us and it was really cool because like once he was there and like he came to practices with us before we went to the competition and all of that. And then once we were like on the trip and doing the competition and everything, like he totally fit in with us and we had like a ton of fun with him. We were like, yeah, it feels like Andrew's just like been here all along, part of our team.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. And we had like so much fun with him. Then it was kind of sad when he was leaving because it was like, oh, we're not really going to see him again. So now fast forward to graduation, yeah. right? And he's there and he's doing like the scope graduation as well.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
And he like wouldn't talk to us.
Wow.
And it was so weird. And my best friend and I, and even like her mom, who was one of our coaches for the competition.
Yeah.
We were all like, what's up with Andrew? Like, yeah. why won't he talk to us now? And it was so weird. And so that was just like a weird memory associated with the graduation time, because like, obviously I didn't know that many people at all. Mm-hmm, like basically mm-hmm, I knew
mm-hmm. yeah.
my best friend who was also yeah. graduating, but these other people were just other like homeschoolers from the Sacramento area who were graduating. I didn't know most of them.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of funny that there was this other kid that like we knew, and it was like, don't you remember? Yeah. Like, remember the trip? Remember all the fun times we had?
Wow.
How, like, did that mean nothing to you?
Oh, wow.
It was so weird.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But yeah, so that was it. That was the graduation. It was really fun. And then it was over.
Wow. Okay. So it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine's a lot different. And I think that a lot of people might relate.
Yeah.
Because not everybody is homeschooled. So I'll just say this. Our graduating class was the largest graduating class at that time.
Like the largest graduating class that the school had had up to that point?
Yeah. Up to that
wow.
point.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was about like 380 or 340 students.
That's a lot.
Around there in the 300s. And so it was pretty massive.
Yeah.
So that meant that it was extra work for the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is a few days before the graduation,
yeah.
You have to do some rehearsals.
Yeah.
And either it was like 2 days, 2 full days, or 1 full day.
Wow.
But I remember it was a dedicated time.
Was this like after you were done with finals and everything, or was this like still when school was in session?
It was, I think, like in between. So,
okay. So yeah. Finals were over, but you hadn't had the graduation yet.
Yeah. So I think it was like, a month before they send us a schedule and they told us, okay, here's the last week. You know, yeah. finals are on this day. And then this like group rehearsal day is on this day. And then mm-hmm. this and that's on this day. And so everything was kind of organized where like, okay, on this day, you need to do your final orders of a cap and gown and then yeah. order all this stuff and have everything ready and whatever. So anyway, so that one day or days of rehearsal, it was pretty like just boring
mm-hmm.
and tiring because it was outside and it was during like sometimes it was kind of sunny and sometimes it would be overcast, but it was just very draining. And all we had to do is, you know, walk, sit down, and then a lot of waiting,
yeah.
waiting around.
Oh my gosh.
For people to finally get seated and to finally, you know, walk down and sit down. And mm-hmm. so it was very boring. But it was kind of cool because it was a whole school day that we just got to do.
Yeah.
And then we did a couple times of like, we practiced that couple times of sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of fun. I got to sit down with some like randos. I don't know who they were, but I think it was kind of fun overall. We saw the people who were going to do their speech, mm-hmm. you know, like trying to kind of practice a little bit and walk and everything. And
yeah,
that was kind of hard for me because since like my freshman year in high school, I think I started to think about like, okay, I want to do the speech, like a speech at the end of our graduation day, you know, and do that. And it didn't happen, but
aww.
Yeah, it was fine. but
did you guys have to practice like sitting down all at the same time?
Oh, yes. So that was kind of a thing that was kind of funny because the way that they did it is, they had multiple staff members at the end of each like end of the rows.
Yeah.
They would stand up on like, I don't know, this like one like stepping stool, and it was kind of big, and so you could see these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then with their right hand or left hand, depending where they were facing the, mm-hmm. the students, they would raise their arm up and then all the way up. Like a ramp agent, trying to designate like the plane,
yeah.
you know, to land and park and everything. They raise their arm up and then they slowly bring it down and then hit it to their thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that like 3 times.
Oh,
so
yes.
So that meant like after the 3rd time that they were done like you know, raising the hand and then brought it down to their thigh, that meant that the students had to like sit down.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. I think it might have been at your sister's graduation.
Yeah. And so then to stand up, it's the same thing. It's like kind of like flap their wing, you know, their hand.
Yeah.
Their mop all the way up. And so they would stand up. And so I'm in the piece, right? So it also took a long time for me to finally walk up and stuff. And,
yeah.
And then the last kind of like pressure of that day was knowing that this is the last day. And also the big thing was I was also anticipating, like hopefully anticipating some like positive feedback, like response from the people after once my name was called, you know, and
like as cheers that
was,
and stuff?
Yeah, cheering and everything. So there was that kind of like pressure of like, okay, is it going to be quiet? Is it going to be, you know, whatever? Am I just going to hear my parents, you know? And let me tell you, like we were outside where the football stadium like is.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the bleachers, it's pretty big. There's a lot of space for a lot of people. And it was packed. It was filled up because I think all of us, all the students, we got about like 4 tickets. And then you could buy like additional, like up to like 2 additional tickets. And so everybody like has big families.
Yeah.
And so I think at that time we got to, like I got to invite just my parents and my brother and sister. And then, so imagine like 5, you know, family members per 300 and plus students. That was a ton. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I didn't have to worry about it because it was fine. Like I walked and it was fine. Mm-hmm. Like people cheered and that's pretty much it. Like I remember, you know, being done and like turning the tassel from like either the left side, I think it starts at the left.
I think it's left to right. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, left and then to the right. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, and then we just go out and celebrate and then we, I think, went to like Monterey Bay to celebrate me. And
nice.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. And then that was it. I think that was like the last day I was at that school.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it was maybe the next day or so to do last minute things. But
yeah.
So fast forward 6 years, my brother graduates from the high school, the same one, in the same place in the football stadium. And yeah, so I got to be like an observant, you know, visitor.
Yeah.
It was kind of bizarre just looking around and, you know, realizing like this is where I went to school.
I know, it's so weird.
And it was cool to see my brother graduate there. And yeah, it was same thing, same like, you know, system they had with the flapping the arm and the students, you know, just having that routine to walk and sit down all together.
Yeah.
Like, the whole row had to sit down and it was kind of funny. And then 2 years after that, my sister graduates from high school, the same place.
And I was there for that
and
one.
And you were there for that one, actually. Yeah, we were dating at the time. And so that was my last time I was in at the high school and got to see some teachers that still work there that were my teachers back in my day. And also doing that graduation, I got to see some old classmates there and then some like other like parents. I saw actually my third grade, fourth grade, I think, Spanish English teacher there, the guy that played the guitar.
Oh, and that's so funny.
Yeah, so it's been kind of funny. It was cool to see, you know, my sister graduate, my brother graduate, and it definitely took forever. Like I realized like, yeah, this graduation takes forever. Like I looked at at the program and there were just so many speeches.
Yeah.
There was a ton. And then I remember more vividly my sister's because that was like recently, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah. We were actually married.
Oh, were we?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. May.
Yeah. May 2019, May. Huh?
Yeah. We were. And yeah, so it just took forever. Right.
I know, it was very long.
And, but yeah, yeah, I was still excited for her and everything, and went out to eat afterwards, and you know, so that was kind of the standard thing, just you know, being there and having the family there, and then celebrating afterwards. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Like I think we had to be there, like as a, you know, students, we had to be there early.
Oh
it's kind of like a wedding, pretty much. You know,
it really is in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but yeah, that was fun. So. The big reason why we're talking about this is because we have, you know, graduating people who are like either doing their graduation like soon or they already did it.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of want to reminisce on the day of our graduation.
Yeah.
10 years ago / 11 years ago for you.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so it's pretty nuts. It's been that long.
It really is. And it's just kind of funny. And I think this is how it's supposed to be, you know, but just realizing how all of that seemed like such a big deal at the time. And like, it was kind of like the biggest transitional time that
it was, yeah,
we'd experienced up to that point. And so it's funny just looking back now, and it's easy to just be like, okay, it was really not that big of a deal. You know, like there was just so much that like we had not yet experienced, and just so, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at least for me, just thinking back on that, it's funny how I think my life was just very like small. Like there's just not that much that I had experienced up to that point. I mean, there definitely were things that I had experienced and hard things I'd gone through and stuff, but it's just so funny to think back on that, and like everything just seemed like such a huge deal, right? You know?
Like I was saying, the whole pressure of like thinking about, are they gonna is there gonna be some like noise when they call my name or not, you know, and that pressure and that I put on myself, like the social aspect was there, that like I was very worried about it. And by the end of the day, like it wasn't a big deal, you know, like now looking at it now, it's like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, I think what matters is that like, that all those 12 years of working, you know, hard and like then at the end you get this, this award because you deserve it, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's pretty cool that, you know, at the end we get to have this like celebration thing and stuff. And despite how long it is, like at the end, it was pretty cool to just have that, you know, there. And similar to the like college graduation, like at the end, I feel like all this like award and all that stuff, just kind of like that to me, just kind of goes back to my parents and thinking like, well, this is something that they've invested on, like, because they were there for me. Yeah. And so at the end, like, here's this like award that goes to them, you know, and like, I want them to put it on in the living room if they want to. And, but yeah, I think that it was pretty cool just to close that chapter. And like from there on, like we both went to college and stuff, and yeah, so it was a good time.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, like, you know, we both were like, well, for me, like, I was struggling with, you know, that was like failing the math class and everything, but at the end, it didn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And that, yeah, that's the funny part about it is like, it all seems like such a big deal. And then looking back on it, it's like, oh, yeah, it all just kind of ironed out, you know?
It did, yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely a very exciting and fun time. And I just remember that that day for me was like very exciting. And yeah, so it's definitely fun to like just think back on it, you know?
So yeah, so just let us know what y'all think about this episode. Any memories you all want to share with us, let us know on Instagram, on Facebook. And yeah, so do that. And also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review for Savannah's puppy that she wants for July 7th. Because the bet is if we get 20 reviews that say 5 stars,
then we're getting
a puppy.
Yep.
So that's the deal. Right now we are at 9. So
yes. So we're getting there, but we need your help.
So yes, don't forget.
And as Troy Bolton says, once a wildcat, always a wildcat.
See you next time.